Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
If we're talking effort on a scale of 0 to 10, then I give him a B-.
100% passion.
You can't sit there and tell me we suck. We do suck, but you're not allowed to say it.
100% banter.
We're like Top Gear, but for sport.
Yeah.
You're the James May to my Jeremy Clarkson.
I want to be Clarkson.
You can't be Clarkson!
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. Ian, you're as bright as a button on an officer at Sandhurst. You really are.
I don't know what that means.
You're fresh, is what I'm saying. You're fresh. Both your eyes are blinking at the same time. That never happens, Ian.
Oh, yes, Anthony. I'm fresh this morning because I'm jet lagged to hell. I slept all yesterday. I've just been in America, extreme deep sea fishing. With David Batty.
You love your extreme deep sea fishing weekends with David Batty, don't you?
Extreme deep sea fishing with Ian Five Ankles and David Batty.
I'm David Batty and I loves me deep sea fishing.
Extreme!
Whoa! Oh yes. Yeah, we're fishing mad lads, as you know, and red-blooded men. Fishing in the daytime, and at night we look at the pages of a naughty magazine David found in a railway siding.
Proper boys' weekend. I've heard the stories in those magazines are very erotic.
Not half, Anthony. They're like Sex and the City, but for men.
Wow.
The things women get up to, it's all there in the magazines.
It's all there in the magazines. And what was the fishing like? Let's turn to the fishing. I don't know what the fishing lingo is, but did you fetch you up a whopper?
No hooks, Anthony.
Oh!
This is how they do it in America.
No hooks!
We bought semi-automatic rifles from a 7-Eleven after showing them my Tesco club card as proof of fit for ownership. And then we sat in a canoe shooting fish in the Hudson River. It was like shooting fish in a barrel, but instead of a barrel, it was a river. But still shooting, still fish.
Yeah.
And still me and David Batty.
Did you catch any?
No.
No. Well, it's good to have you back, Ian. Let's hear from this week's show sponsor, John's Barns.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
In proud partnership with John's Barns.
Do you live in London but wish you owned some farm buildings?
Yeah?
Then check out John's Barns in Southwest London.
John's Barns.
I'm former Liverpool and England winger John Barns. I also play for Watford. I'll do you a barn, no sweat.
Thanks, John's Barns.
That's John Barns Barns in Barns.
Did a bit at Newcastle too, and Charlton.
He's a born winner, is John Barns, except for his managerial career.
His career as a TV presenter was a bit of a non-starter as well. But I'll tell you this, when it comes to barns in the middle of London, I wouldn't construct one with anyone else, Anthony.
Mm.
Don't just take my word for it. Take the word of former Newcastle and Aston Villa midfielder Charles Nzogbia, who paid John Barns to build him a barn in which to store his goose.
In which to store his goose. Not geese?
No, just one.
Just the one?
Yeah, it was a big one.
Oh, right.
John Barnes built it a barn, and it was so comfortable in there, it laid six eggs.
Six eggs?
You cannot get more comfortable than that.
Gosh, six eggs. How did it lay eggs, then?
What do you mean? That's what they do.
Yeah, but you said there was just one goose. How's that
just
laying
the
eggs?
One goose, yep.
Yeah, no other geese?
No other geese.
No other geese? Did they hatch?
Oh, yeah, baby geese or geeselings all over the shop.
Any other waterfowl on the property? Your ducks, your swans, your moorhens of this world?
No other waterfowl on the property, no. Just the goose and Charles and Zogbia in a very secluded part of Clapham South. It's as remote as London gets.
I'm sorry to delve into this, but a second goose couldn't have flown in to mate with that goose?
No, impossible. Absolutely impossible. Not in that part of Clapham. It just wouldn't happen. And look, you don't need a mate to lay an egg.
You do if they hatch.
Really?
Yeah, really. Were they born healthy?
Yeah, really healthy.
Right.
But they've got good charisma.
Yeah.
They're very good at football. Come to think of it.
Okay, so Ian, let's talk more about your time in America. It wasn't all pleasure with David Batty. You did some business too.
Oh, yes, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong, Ian.
The pleasure was top, 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 world class. But I'm a former professional footballer, and like all former professional footballers, I need to have a career once my body has entered a state of permanent decay.
And it's decaying as we speak. What on earth is there to do in America to make money? That sounds absurd, Ian.
Footballers, Anthony.
Oh!
Footballers.
Yes.
The Americans are a nation of natural athletes. For half of them, that sport would be speed eating or not understanding the concept of irony.
Yeah.
But the other half could be Premier League stars if they weren't so busy playing a succession of sports that only they think are actually interesting.
Well, give those sports a few years that they might catch on.
Highly doubtful. Yeah, have you watched them? No. They're crying out for new sports to play, and football is one of them. And that's where I come in.
And, Ian, some Americans have played in the Premier League. That's no doubt. That you cannot deny that.
I can't deny it, but they've all played as goalkeepers.
That's right.
They're all goalkeepers because that way they don't have to understand the rules to be successful.
And this is where you come in. Your business plan was to bring over an aspiring young keeper or goaltender in the American speak.
Yeehaw.
To make it big in the big league. Our league. Our big, 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 big British league, Ian.
A big league, Anthony, for big boys. Oh, there's huge money in it as well. I'm talking your scouts, your agents of this world.
You have to work hard to earn money as a scout/player agent in the Premier League. I mean, not hard compared to people in literally any other job, but hard nonetheless.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And my scouting process was intense, I can tell you. I stood in Times Square for just under 45 minutes, scanning Americans for strong femurs and wide hands.
Femurs? You the monkeys?
No, I mean femurs are the bones, femur bones.
Yeah,
you have to have strong legs for the Carling Barclaycard Premiership League.
Did you find an American lad with big hands and strong femurs?
Did I ever?
Yeah.
As soon as I saw a suitable candidate, I pointed to an open suitcase and whispered, "Climb in, heaven awaits."
Wow.
That took a few goes as people were fairly reticent.
Yeah.
But like my old mucker David Batty would say, have some patience and you'll fetch yourself up a whopper.
And that's the lingo. And that's what they say. And we'll be meeting Ian Five Ankles' new business venture / human being right after we go to Angelina with the travel.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Spread some Ian on your ears this morning.
I'm England scrum half Danny Kerr, and I love banter.
Danny Kerr, he loves his banter.
Well, hey, but no banter in the England or Harlequins dressing room compares to that what you hear on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
And we're out, Ian. Just getting this straight. So you've put an American boy in a suitcase with big thigh bones.
Yeah.
And you've smuggled him across the Atlantic. That's what's happened, isn't it?
Yeah. You make it sound a lot more inhumane than it actually was.
Right.
I put an Amazon Fire tablet in with him, and with seven seasons of Not Going Out on there, and he can watch that in the luggage hold.
Not Going Out, the sitcom with Lee Mack and Tim Vine, and there's a woman in it.
Yeah, you have to hit the ground running in this country. You have to acclimatise.
This sounds like human trafficking, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, don't be melodramatic, Anthony.
Right.
Has anyone ever been trafficked in order to make them rich?
Disney's Dumbo, arguably.
Dumbo, granted, yes, he was. Yes, that circus could have been the making of him, but he chose to run away, and that was his decision, and his life was ruined because of his own decision.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And actually, what is the Premier League if not a circus? Case closed, my lad.
Can't argue with that, Ian.
Sandra, wheel in the suitcase.
Sorry, he's still in the suitcase.
Well, he's only halfway through Series 4. Have a bit of humanity, Anthony. It doesn't get good till Series 6.
Yeah, they had a long time, didn't they, to perfect those characters. OK, we're coming out of the break. Let's meet the new Brad Friedel then, shall we? Here we go.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Ian's washed and ready.
Toweling myself with the latest news and sport.
Welcome back.
Ian Five Ankles.
Casey Keller. Marcus Hahnemann. Tim Howard. The USA has produced some of the world's goalkeepers, and we're about to add one more brick in the goal house. Ian has unearthed a special, special talent.
A Teschel Splallen, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
I have a dream, an American dream, to bring the next big star into our league, just as the inventor of Barclays, Her Majesty the Queen, would have wanted.
Dearest Madge, God rest her soul, up there with Paddington.
Yep, but this isn't all about money, although some of it is about money. It's about righting a wrong.
Oh, you're going to start banging on about Michael Owen's soccer school again.
When I was in Michael Owen's soccer school, I had my own dream of making it in the Premier League. I worked my arse off, wellying that football as hard as I could, but do you know what Michael Owen called me? A no-hoper, that I'd never amount to anything. A body shape more suited to jelly wrestling than football.
Those are harsh words to say to a child.
I was 32 at the time.
You were 32 at the time.
And he was correct about the jelly wrestling. You know how prolific of that I've been in recent years.
You and Les Ferdinand.
We've done more jelly wrestling in the last 18 months than you've had hot dinners.
Mm.
But I will not discourage any young player from pursuing their goal. Because, Anthony, this young man's dream is my dream. A simple dream.
All right, Ian, let's forget the dream stuff. I think we better cut short the speech. You haven't put any air holes in the suitcase for one, so let's get him out for health and safety reasons. Let's release our Teschel Splallant.
Okay, I'm just remembering the combination code on the padlock. My birthday? No, it's not that. Denise's birthday? No. Steve Bold's birthday? And we're in.
There we go, we're in. Boldy wasn't born on the 6th of the 9th, 69.
Out you come, fella. Let's turn off Not Going Out. That's enough acclimatising for now.
Oh, that's a good ad there. Here he is. Oh, welcome. He's a bit smaller than I imagined, Ian.
Yeah, he's just under 4 foot. But
right.
If you put a big hat on him, he looks much taller.
Gosh, and you're doing that now, and you're right. He's got big thigh bones. Big thigh bones,
huge
though.
Huge thigh bones.
Big thigh bones. He's 85% thigh.
Okay, lad, I'm going to call you Connor Yankatron.
Connor Yankatron. Why don't just call him by his name?
Not in our league, Anthony.
Not in our league.
Connor Yankatron, here's some gloves. Stick them on and let's do an Ian Five Ankles skills showcase.
Okay, here's some gloves for you. They're signed by Chris Day. Do you remember Chris Day?
He signed
those gloves. Sondico. All right, let's have a... Hang on. Oh, look at him excited. Before you start, let's just have a little chat with you. Tell us a bit about yourself, Connor. The Barclays loves a backstory, so go ahead.
Connor Pizzeroni, I'm walking here. Hey, you're talking to me?
I can't understand a word he's saying. Ian, can you speak American?
I picked up a few words while I was over there. Yeah, let me try. A babaroni pizza, hey, I'm walking here.
Yabba dabba doody, look here, little lady.
It's working. What's he saying?
I've got no idea.
What do you mean you got no idea? I thought you had a bit of a back and forth. Well, fortunately, we've got a translator. Please welcome former Aston Villa and US national team goalkeeper Brad Guzan, who is on the line.
Good morning, gentlemen. I used to play ball damn good, I tells ya.
Lovely to hear your voice. It's clear that you picked up a bit of English while you were playing football. You're nearly fluent.
That I did, Anthony. I'll never forget my time at Aston Villa. We had Tim Sherwood as our manager. It truly is the best. best league in the world.
Sometimes I have to pinch myself when I remember he managed two football clubs. We were blessed.
Oh, my goodness, you're absolutely right. If he hadn't worn a gilet, he'd be managing Brazil by now.
Brad, it's Ian Five Ankles here.
Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
Yeah, Brad, I'm going to hurl some footballs at Connor Yankatron's head to test his reflexes. Can you explain that to the lad for me?
Sure I can. Well, y'all, let me tell you about the hootenanny. Hit the road faster than a cat on a hot tin roof. Yee-hawn, like there was no tomorrow. Faster than a jackrabbit in a dust storm. Now, ain't that a huckleberry above a persimmon?
Okay, thank you, Brad. All right, Connor is in position. Ian is getting ready to test the keeper, and he's going to unlock untold riches as a Premier League scout. Ian, what are you doing? That's not a football you're holding, that's a dinner plate. What are you doing?
Well, goalkeepers don't use footballs outside of a game situation.
Do they not?
No, if you can save your Nan's China, you can save anything. And I've got a whole box full of Nan's China
here. I remember
here.
Chris Day did that.
Who is he?
He saved a teapot just before a game in the drills beforehand while he was at Sheffield Wednesday. All right, let's see what he's made of. Here we go. Connor Yankatron, this is your big moment. Sandra, music. Let's have some dramatic music. Ian, commence chucking that tea set. Oh, oh, Ian. Oh, he's going for it. He's really chucking stuff. Okay, yeah. Ian's throwing it. Ian, he's... Yeah, that's it. All right.
Damn it.
Okay, bit lower with your throwing, Ian. He's only 3 foot six. Don't let his thighs pull you.
Yeah, I must say, his reflexes aren't quite cat-like as I was hoping.
Okay, you're hitting him flush in the face now, Ian.
Well, he's kind of saving them to an extent. Like when the ball gets smashed off Jordan Pickford's bonds from close range and everyone thinks he meant it.
That happens a lot. Okay, stop now. This is bordering on cruel. Stop, Ian. Stop. Stop. Sandra, stop the music.
Not top.
No, not world class.
Not world class.
That is right. Yeah, I'm not sure this guy's the new Zach Steffen, who admittedly wasn't never the new any of the other talented goalkeepers. Ian, I'm sorry to inform you, mate, that you're not going to be rich with this guy.
No, hold up. He's doing something.
Oh, hang on. What's he doing?
He...
Mate, what are you...
He appears to be drilling.
What are you doing, little big-legged lad? Brad Guzan, what's happening? He's making a hole in the floor, Brad.
Why, he's extracting shale gas, Anthony. It's an American custom.
He's fracking? He's fracking. He's fracking. Do you know how culturally insensitive it is to do that in this country, Brad? Can you stop him?
You know what they say. You can take the thigh out of America, but you can't take America out of the thigh. Yee-haw!
Stop him fracking in our studio. What would David Attenborough say? This is UK. We're
not in Ian Five Ankles' backyard. I'll smash him with some more plates.
No, it's not working, Ian. He's too determined. He's still drilling.
Oh, my God. Oil's coming up. The studio's getting all oily.
Hit him with a teapot. Chris Day wouldn't save it.
Take that.
No.
No, nothing.
No.
If anything, it's making him drill harder. We're going to drown in oil, Anthony.
Oh,
it's up to my ankles already. We've got to do something or we'll end up like seabirds in a Greenpeace film. We need to stop him in his tracks. How do you stop an American? Besides, I don't know, showing them a picture of a burger or insulting their flag or telling them God doesn't exist.
That's it.
Well, God doesn't exist.
No, the God thing. There's an American flag in his suitcase. Look,
okay.
He slept in that. Quick, insult it.
Okay.
Insult
all right.
It.
Okay, here goes. Hey, Yank, your flag sucks, mate.
Hey, Connor, look at it.
It's lame.
Look at it.
Look at me. It's your flag's so lame it's hard to draw if you can't do stars properly.
What?
We're trying. Stars and stripes, arse and white, more like.
What the fuck, mate?
It's having any effect.
No!
I don't even sew a flag. It's just a bit of cloth. I don't even think he can hear me.
He can't hear your flag insults because he's drilling. He can't hear, mate. He's got the ear defenders. Do something visual. Look at Ian. He's doing something.
I'll hold it upside down. That seems like it might be quite insulting.
Yeah, that's up the ante, Ian. Come on, up the ante.
Shall I belm at it?
Belm? What's belming?
When you put your tongue in your lower lip and stick it out and go boo.
I don't think belming's going to cut it, Ian.
Boo. How about I stroke my chin at the same time and say chinny wreck
on? That doesn't make sense in this context. Chinny wreck on?
I'm trying everything. We're going to drown, Anthony. I'll set fire to the flag. Where's my lighter?
Yes. No. That's a no. You're wading in oil, Ian. Do not.
Oh.
No, do not.
Good
do
thinking.
Not, do not do that. Do not do that.
I'll urinate on it. Yeah.
He's.
Here we go. I'm urinating.
He's urinating.
Urinating.
He's urinating.
Urinating on your
American flag. Oh.
How do you like these apples?
It's working! It's working! He stopped drilling! He stopped drilling! Pick him up now! Stuff him back in the suitcase!
It's not going to be as easy as that. He looks pretty angry.
I can't he does. Oh my god, he's charging at us! He's charging at us! Oh, he's butted right into Ian! Oh. He's tossed Ian into the air like he's nothing but a rag doll! Oh, this lad is strong! Oh, he's all to the thighs. Ian's now on the little big-legged lad's back and holding on for dear life. Ride him, cowboy! Whoa, try and steer him into the suitcase. Hang on, I'll hold it open. Here it is.
Yeehaw! Here we go. Yeah!
There it is.
Yeah.
Slam it shut.
Slam it shut. Yeah. Back to America for you, pal. Oh. He's inside. I'm locking him up. 69.
Oh, and Britain is saved. Ian, I'm sorry. Sorry that being a Premier League goalkeeping scout and player agent didn't work out for you.
It's all right. Until now, I thought football agenting was the easiest job in the world, leeching off talented people, while generally being a stain on the sport and humanity in general. But now I've developed a newfound respect for them. Oh, sounds like someone's on Series 6 if not going out.
Oh, that's the golden series. He'll be delighted with that.
Yeah.
We're going to a break. In the meantime, if anyone wants to buy a barrel of oil mixed with Ian Five Ankle's urine, then text us on 75358.
Oh, very crude.
Not the best writing.
Yeah, it's got its moment.
Yep. Yeah. The time is 7:58. Let's go to Taj with the news.
Sports Horn is a
Look here, little lady.
Production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yabba dabba doody.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.